The key to winning D&D?
We're facing the greatest evil the world has ever known.
She's executing our people.
This is unlike anything we've ever seen.
It's a mystery to me.
You must be the Spitzers.
Yes!
Your reputations precede you.
Here you go.
Not in a positive way, I'm afraid.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, March 31st to Sunday, April 2nd. We are counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Empty your P-bar and cue up your sex bob-omb playlist, because a new Scott Pilgrim series is coming to Netflix. 13 years after the release of Edgar Wright's live-action film adaptation, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Brian Lee O'Malley's beloved graphic novel series is now becoming an anime series, with the original cast reprising their roles. Michael Cera and Mary Elizabeth Winstead will voice Scott Pilgrim and Ramona Flowers, with Kieran Culkin, Anna Kendrick, Brie Larson, Alison Pill, Aubrey Plaza, Johnny Simmons, Mark Webber, and Ellen Wong rounding out the voice cast. The Evil Exes are also back, with Satya Bhabha, Chris Evans, Brandon Routh, Jason Schwartzman, and Mae Whitman also lending their voices. The series does not have a release date or even an official title, but fingers crossed it'll be here soon enough to make you think about death and get sad and stuff. Hello? Is it Lionel Richie you're looking for? Well, you might want to check the bathroom. The Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and producer finally shared his side of the story about how he ended up penning an important part of his track, Lady, which was first performed by late country icon Kenny Rogers in 1980. On Thursday's episode of The Drew Barrymore Show, Richie explains how the lyrics came together. Have a listen.
And so Kenny calls and says, I want you to write a song for me. And of course, I wrote Lady. And thinking, he said, write two songs. So I wrote one song called Going Back to Alabama. Well, we get halfway through that song. He says, I don't want to sing that song. I think I want to do Lady first. Now, what he didn't know was I only had written the first verse of Lady. So I said, excuse me for a minute. Let me go to the bathroom. I'm sitting in the stall writing the second verse to Lady.
So wait, you can literally be like, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go and write this hit juggernaut classic.
Yeah.
And I'll be back with you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but let me just explain something to you. You will do some amazing things when you're scared to death.
Yes.
And so the idea of telling Mr. Rogers, I don't have the second verse, was not going to happen in my lifetime.
Well, it worked out pretty well. Lady was nominated for Record of the Year and Song of the Year Grammys. And Anna Chickadee Cardwell, the eldest daughter of reality TV star Mama June Shannon and half-sister of Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson, has been diagnosed with cancer. Cardwell was reportedly diagnosed with stage 4 adrenal carcinoma in her liver, kidney, and lung in January after undergoing tests in response to stomach aches and went through her first round of chemotherapy last month. Representatives for Shannon did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number 5.
All right, school's in session for the season finale of this weekend's number 5 pick, Party Down. Evie, a.k.a. Jennifer Garner, plans to surprise Adam Scott's Henry with a party at the Sepulveda Basin High School spring play opening night. But when they're busted for serving alcohol on school grounds, the rest of the Party Down crew comes together to find a way to keep the party going all night long. Here's a preview.
This is lovely. Wait, do I have to work this?
It's a surprise for Henry.
I didn't know that...
You needed authorization to serve alcohol on school grounds.
Great play. So romantic.
They were brother and sister.
What?
I'm trapped in a cartoon.
Oh, we'll see what hijinks ensue on the season finale of Party Down tonight at 9 on Stars. Working with an ex can be a tricky situation. Case in point, our next pick, the season finale of Liaison. The Apple TV Plus action series stars Vincent Cassell and Ava Green as agents and former lovers, Gabriel and Allison. When international cyber attacks threaten the United Kingdom, it's up to the two of them to put their differences aside and work together for the greater good. In today's finale, all of the fighting reaches its climax at Antropa's London headquarters. Here's an inside look at how the action sequences are made on the show.
Liaison, it's a post-Brexit spy series.
Mixed with an impossible love story. And lots of action.
When I first started working on this, you kind of had to figure out how to ground it, how to make you really believe you were right inside the action.
When I read the script and I started to look at the scale of what was proposed, I thought, hold on, is this happening on television? We were talking about a flood and an aeroplane almost crashing. I'm thinking, you're going to do this stuff.
I think the one we can imagine the most clearly is they hack into the train system.
We've lost all control of the signals.
And not only did we have to plan the crash itself, we had to also plan and shoot a huge aftermath scene.
We took real trains and we cut them up into pieces and we've made this completely authentic. We have hundreds of extras here today with Ava Green in the middle amongst all this chaos.
You know, I was expecting to shoot that scene against green screen, so when I arrived on set, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. The train had been derailed, lots of smoke everywhere. All the extras were like wounded passengers. It was very impressive.
3, 2, 1, action!
Vincent Cassel is very intense on screen. There's something very rugged, very animal about him that suits the character of Gabriel beautifully.
I'm not a big guy, so how do you do it when the guy's twice your size and you have to do what you gotta do?
Yeah, exactly.
You go straight to the point.
Don't move!
Liaison.
It's a forward-moving thriller with a dangerous love story.
It's a challenge, but it's really exciting.
It's extremely ambitious.
It looks good. It's believable.
It's amazing.
Well, tune in to the action-packed season finale of Liaison, which is streaming now on Apple TV+. You gotta feel it. It's electric. We're boogie-woogie-woogieing over to our next pick. The new Prime Video series, The Power, is based on the New York Times bestseller of the same name, where teenage girls across the globe have discovered they have the power to control electricity. They can use their powers to do immense good or inflict serious pain. But when the powers shift the dynamic between the men and the women around them, the lessons they'll learn become the greatest power of all. Here is a preview.
Grab the microphone and let your words ring.
Now here's a funky introduction to how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer. Oh!
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Was that the same thing that happened with the microwave? You can tell me.
No, God, maybe your stereo is just old, like your stupid music.
Today we have a story that's going to change the world.
This is in Nigeria, electricity coming out of their hands. All teenage girls.
Mom, I know some can like aim it.
How does yours work?
Hey, hey!
There was one girl I'd say was a mutation, but it's hundreds and thousands.
I'm a journalist. I want to tell your story.
It's gonna change things. What did you do?
The world as we know it may never be the same. Listen to me when I speak. This is pretty scary.
Your power doesn't freak me out, Charles.
You got this thing?
We all do.
We got it because we needed it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You want an ID? Don't want no trouble.
Smile for me. Well, you look nice when you smile.
They're testing everyone.
I have to keep people safe.
This is invasive. It's unethical.
I'm just asking for a list.
You're gonna treat our kids like criminals?
A I feel something different about her. She has done amazing things.
Dad, let me come work for you.
So I can help.
What do you want?
My dad's money.
Yeah. Don't push me.
Or what?
Don't push me!
I didn't even realize that I was living in constant fear.
I want to see the world how you see it.
This power has made me see a world that could be better for all of us.
I just feel like 100 pounds lighter. 100 times stronger. Can you imagine growing up with that kind of freedom?
Toni Collette, John Leguizamo, and Ali'i Carvalho star in the new series, The Power, the first 3 episodes of which are streaming now on Prime Video. It's trivia time. Since its inception in the 1970s, Dungeons and Dragons has become a worldwide phenomenon, leading to a new movie out this weekend. We'll have more on that in just a minute. The role-playing fantasy tabletop game allows players to create their own worlds and secure their own fate. And plenty of TV shows have featured characters playing the beloved game. Which of the following shows features its main characters constantly in battle, playing Dungeons and Dragons, Call Me Cat, Freaks and Geeks, or Grey's Anatomy? Stick around for the answer, as well as our top 2 picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
more about Jelko.
When the fourth round will.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number 2.
If you're looking for some R&R this weekend, a game of D&D might not be the way to go, but watching the new movie could be. Our number 2 pick is Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves, the new comedy action movie starring Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez as best friends and thieves who've just been released from prison. Pine's Edgin and Rodriguez's Holga set out on a mission to find Edgin's daughter, and along the way, they team up with Regé-Jean Page's Zink and Sophia Lillis's Doric to fight off evil monsters and make their way through forbidden forests and magical lands. In EW's Around the Table with the Cast, Pine explained why he thinks fans of both the Dungeons & Dragons game as well as those who've never played it before will all enjoy the movie. Have a listen.
And I think personally what's so fun about Dungeons and Dragons is people think it's kind of a niche thing, but in fact, really, a great story is a great story. It doesn't matter if it's about dragons, and it doesn't matter if there are a bunch of Easter eggs for all the fans. This story is, a really, really good time with an earnest, big heart. But I have a nephew who's 13 who's played it for 6 years, and I'd never played it before. And so he was at my house playing with his friends, and I was like, let me take a gander, see what this whole thing's about. And watching him, I didn't understand half of it, but what I really resonated with is that they were having an incredibly good time. It was really fun, it was really joyful, really creative, and it reminded me a lot of improv class.
Well, get ready for an epic adventure filled with owlbears, mimics, and gelatinous cubes. Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves is in theaters now.
Number 1.
Our number one pick this weekend is just like Clue, Scooby-Doo, and Nancy Drew, it's Murder Mystery 2. Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler are back as Audrey and Nick Spitz, and we're catching up with them 4 years after the married couple solved their first murder mystery. The now full-time detectives get invited to a wedding for their wealthy friend, the Maharaja, but when the groom himself is kidnapped, they're sent on an action-packed journey to find the culprit and bring their friend home safely. Here's the trailer.
Bonjour. Yo, Raja.
Yannick, the Maharaja is getting married.
What?
This weekend on my new private island, and I want you to come.
I mean, do you remember what happened last time we went on a getaway?
Yeah, some people died.
Not so, a lot of people.
You'd think five people dying is a lot.
Okay.
Nick and Audrey!
Have you ever seen anything like this? A gift box.
Earrings?
An iPhone.
Those are gonna get you in trouble.
You promise?
Oh.
Bruno!
How handsome are you, man?
I only have eyes for you.
Oh.
And now it's time for Gloom!
Not the Maharaja.
This is a distraction.
From what?
From the escape.
The Maharaja's been kidnapped.
What?
And all of you are suspects.
We're not going to be invited anywhere ever again.
The real detectives have arrived.
Wow. You must be the Spitzers.
Yes.
Your reputations precede you.
Here you go.
Not in a positive way, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Deliver $50 million to the Arc de Triomphe in Paris when the Maharaja dies.
Well, he always wanted to go to Paris. To the A, to
the A, to the G, to the A. Give us the money.
All right, you got it. Shoot this guy!
I don't want to kill anybody!
Oh!
What? Oh, my God! Dad, is that what I planned? Oh! Where did he come from?
He's gonna walk right into the flames.
He just walked right in.
He's got the case.
Now I'm very confused.
High speed car chases, explosions, and scaling the side of the Eiffel Tower. You are gonna have to see it to believe it in the new movie Murder Mystery 2, streaming now on Netflix. Zirin Villanueva also appears in Murder Mystery 2. Theater fans might also know her for her work playing Tina Turner in that touring musical. When she's not busy on a set or stage, we wondered, what you watching?
I'm getting through old stuff. I am getting through the last season of The Walking Dead. I've been a fan of The Walking Dead from the very, very beginning. And it's the only zombie show I watch because it's the king of all zombie shows, in my opinion. And my good friend that I graduated with, Howard University, Michael James Shaw, is on the final season. So I'm having a wonderful time watching him. And then I'm catching up with Handmaid's Tale and watching it wreck my life the way it does. And I love it. Such sweet pain. Why do we do this to ourselves? It's entirely too scary and we're watching it anyway. It's crazy. I just really, I watch all the shows that have magnificent acting in it.
Trivia. And almost finally today, the answer to our trivia question, which of the following shows features its main characters constantly playing Dungeons and Dragons? Call Me Cat, Freaks and Geeks, or Grey's Anatomy? We're calling all the freaks and geeks out there. The short-lived cult classic comedy series ran for one season and showed the main geeks, Sam, Billy, and Neil, constantly playing D&D. And the three stars, John Francis Daly, one of the movie's co-directors, along with Martin Starr and Sam Levine, reunited for a fun promo released this week for Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. And they are our soundbite of the week. Have a listen.
Oh, a four. The gray ooze and the black pudding slowly pull you and Carlos the dwarf into their sticky ooze, dissolving your flesh and bone.
Can I roll again?
No, you have no flesh, you have no bone. You're dead.
Sorry, man, he's right, you are dead.
Does this mean that I get to keep the orb of constant pleasant vibration?
Yes, the orb is yours to keep.
Hell yeah.
We should probably wrap it up. It's getting late. We've been playing for 23 years.
Man, time really flies when you're playing D&D. How long have you had that beard?
I don't know. You?
Huh. Not sure. Where's your beard?
Haven't hit puberty yet.
It'll happen.
Thanks.
Well, I should get going. My parents are probably worried. My parents are still alive.
You know, it's such a fun game. Someone should make it into a movie.
That'd never work.
Why would
what
you
am
even
I thinking?
Say that?
It's the stupidest idea in the world.
I hope that never happens.
It won't.
Well, that is our show for this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.